This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. 10 o'clock this morning, we'll be hearing from both Mayor Adams and Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch on the city strategy for keeping everyone safe over the Memorial Day weekend. A question AccuWeather meteorologist Joe Lundberg can answer for us. How's the forecast looking, Joe?
Well, Susan, it's going to get slowly but surely better. I got to emphasize the slowly part of it because we're still going to see a lot of clouds today. Not much in the way of sun and a shower or two, but a bit more sun is in the forecast for tomorrow with less of a chance of a shower. Sunday looks dry and Monday's the pick of the weekend, and it's going to get progressively warmer. Temperatures still well below historical averages today and tomorrow, only in the low to at best mid-60s. We'll get a little bit higher. Maybe by Monday we could actually crack the 70-degree mark. I'm meteorologist Joe Lundberg, the New York's weather station. 1010 Winds and 92.
Many folks hit the road yesterday. Today, the airports are expected to be busy. But with all the problems as of late, are folks flying out of Newark? Let's find out from our Amanda Alexander.
Good morning, Susan. The short answer is yes. It's early, but it's busy, and I can only imagine what it'll look like as the day goes on. So I actually bumped into Sarah and Joe, who had about 6 suitcases and 2 carry-on backpacks. They were clearly not taking just a weekend trip. They're off too.
Vancouver.
Oh, what's the occasion?
Moving.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Out of New Jersey?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Now, as we know, in recent weeks, Newark's issues have left people delayed or just canceled. And with that in mind, travelers seem to change their game plan.
That's why we got the early flight. Minimize problems.
And hundreds of folks here seem to have the right idea. Now, AAA says over 3.5 million people will be flying this year. Take a listen to Robert Sinclair. He's their senior manager of public affairs.
We're seeing a 2% increase over last year. That number is close to the all-time record.
And I gotta tell you, Susan, the best part about covering these travel stories is hearing the places people go. Worst part is, no one asks me to join them. Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM, live at Newark Airport.
As folks hit the beach and pool, water safety tips from Jamie Ryan, an injury prevention specialist at Stony Brook Children's Hospital. Important stuff. Listen to this.
We're talking about children, the most important thing is that they know that an adult is supervising them. So that means letting an adult know that they're going in the water and having permission to do so and making sure that an adult sees them. A lot of times we give them a good tip of giving an adult a high five while they tell them they're going in, just as that like physical reminder.
She says have a designated water watcher who has their eye on those who are swimming with no distractions. In addition, keep that backyard pool secure for when no one is supposed to be swimming.
Have fences with gates, self-closing, latched and locked, four-sided around bodies of water, pools.
If something happens, remove the child from the water, call 911 and immediately start CPR. For more tips, Visit stonybrookmedicine.edu and search swimming safety. Starting tonight, Amtrak will move forward with its plan to shut down one of the four tubes at the East River Tunnel to make needed repairs to damage that dates back to Hurricane Sandy. The MTA says this could totally mess up Long Island Railroad service. In a statement, Governor Hochul said that while she continues to believe this work could be accomplished without a full shutdown, she understands the importance of moving forward with the project. She also noted that Amtrak has agreed to provide enhanced inspections, additional shift crews, and to come up with a response plan to help mitigate issues. Another plea for the city to step up the rat patrol on the Upper West Side. Councilmember Sean Abreu has sent a letter to the health department about the problem on West 109th Street between Broadway and Amsterdam. There have been 144 rat complaints to 311 from residents on that block over the last year. But despite that, Abreu says the situation has not seen the level of coordinated, sustained intervention that residents deserve. The West Side Rag reached out to the property management for buildings on the block, which said they've heard nothing from tenants, nor have they been cited for violations from the city sanitation department. They did, however, say they've proactively upgraded their trash bins. Cool new place to take the kids in New York City, one that this guy would certainly like.
A gecko? He can be trusted.
Yeah, Gecko Gallery NYC is the first ever zoo featuring the critters.
Here's something you may not have known about geckos.
They're found on almost every continent, from deserts to subtropical regions and whatever it is, and so they're very diverse.
You may have also not known that there are hundreds of them at a new gecko gallery in a basement in Williamsburg.
The more eyes we have on these animals, the more people know how important they are to the ecosystems in the wild.
They play such monumental roles in the environment and things like that.
It's serious stuff for gecko collectors Joseph Migarov and Richie Lale, who are opening the space this weekend. It's all about education, and they've already got schools lined up for field trips. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
If you were looking forward to the May 30th concert by this group, the Springsteen cover band No Surrender in Toms River, you can forget about that. The owner of Riv's Tom River Hub has canceled the show. It's not because of the band. It's over Springsteen's criticism of the Trump administration during a concert overseas that was memorialized in a special EP put out by the music icon. No Surrender frontman Brad Hobbicorn telling 1010 Winds he offered to play only non-Springsteen classic rock covers, but they couldn't work it out.
At that point, the damage was done for us, and it didn't make sense. I threw it out to the guys. Everybody was 100% locked in that this was something. We had negative vibes now at this point. There were some members that were concerned for safety reasons.
He's not happy about it, though.
It was made to be a political situation when it really shouldn't have been. It should have just been about the music and the band and And I know for a fact we had a lot of people that were coming out to the club, you know, that were all Springsteen fans. And they don't care that Bruce made political comment because they're used to it. This is what happens.
As for the band, he says they span both sides of the political aisle, have conversations like grown-ups, and move forward.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection?
That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.